Sit down, buckle up, and prepare yourselves for a journey into the future.
Techluster.
Talking all things tech.
Techluster.
Electronic and sonic.
Techluster.
Well, listen, Buster.
It's a muster. Techluster. Check us out on iTunes and Twitter at Techluster. Here we go in three, two, one. Lift off.
All right, welcome to Techluster episode 18. We have Kerry on Skype. Hello, Kerry.
Hi, Brad. How are you going?
I'm going pretty well. And yourself?
I'm a little bit sick, but that's okay.
Okay, that's good that you're here. What's been going on?
Well, this week, it was a short week in Melbourne. We had Labor Day on Monday, public holiday. So we've just been trying to cram in our usual week's worth of work at my work.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And you've just got, and you actually went to a music festival and
I did, yeah. Well, the public holidays always seem to mean in Melbourne that there's a big party the night before. So this weekend just gone was no exception with there was a few different things on the Sunday night, including Future Music Festival during the day. So that was a big day, that one.
Cool. And what time did it start and finish?
Well, Future, I think they started at noon and went through till 10 p.m.
Right. And what time did you get home?
What was that?
What time did you get home?
What time did I get home? Let's see. We stayed until the end, which was 10.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was an after party at my friend's house, but I was pretty tired, so
okay.
I didn't stay out too late.
All right, fair enough. Now, what sort of music was played there? Was it just all dance music you said before the show?
Yeah, well, Future Music Festival is run by Future Entertainment, and most of the stuff that they do is towards the electronic side of things. So the headliner at Future Music Festival this year was the Chemical Brothers, who they've been around for quite some time, as well as Presets, Dizzy Rascal, Pendulum, MGMT, those sort of people.
Yeah, I love that band.
Yeah. So there's a few sort of band type things, like, you know, Mark Ronson plays with a band and Pendulum, you know, play as a band and that sort of thing. So there's, you know, a few different things there.
Cool. All right. Good stuff.
Yeah.
What else did you get up to there? Any exciting things happened or?
Yeah, actually. Well, I'm not sure if people are listening outside of Melbourne, but on the day it was forecast to be sort of scattered showers, and in the morning on the way there it was 35 degrees Celsius. So it was quite hot.
Wow.
And most people, you know, there was a few thousand people there, most of them wearing sort of shorts and singlet. So on the way there, thinking 35 degrees, all right, cool, no worries. You know, it might rain a little bit later, but that's fine. About an hour in, myself and my best friend decided we wanted to go and play Bouncing Castle Volleyball. So the channel, the V Energy Drink was sponsoring this Bouncy Castle Volleyball, and it started to sprinkle a little bit, and then it started to get a little bit heavier, and they closed it down.
Oh.
And after that, it rained solidly all day, and it was very, very cold. So the roller disco tent got shut down, and the Bouncy Castle Volleyball got shut down, and there was a few rides and stuff that I thought, you know, might pass on that given the weather. And Silent Disco was probably the saving grace of the day. So that's, you know, a tent where you go in there and there's headphones everyone puts on, and they have two channels and two DJs playing, and you can switch between the channels to listen to the different DJs. But if you take the headphones off, it's just a silent room with a whole bunch of people dancing.
That's
sort of, they've got a few different things there to keep people entertained apart from just the music.
Good stuff. All right. Was it worth going?
It was definitely worth going. I actually managed to score free tickets through work because one of our artists was playing at Future Music Festival. That was Cosmic Gate. And I would have really paid for a ticket anyway had I been able to afford it.
All right.
But definitely worth going for anyone that's into the electronic music scene.
Wicked. Oh, I'm not really into that sort of music, so that I wouldn't have went. So anyway, now what else are we going to talk about? The iPhone app called.
That's right. Future. I was going to say the Future Music Festival had its own iPhone application as well.
Yes.
So there's a kind of a trend with festivals, sort of over the last year or so, to bring out an iPhone application to assist people with planning their day and, you know, obviously with the branding and, you know, so on. So Future Music Festival had their application including a lineup of all the artists where you can actually listen to their tracks, as well as a podcast and sort of a day planner and a map and everything like that. And that came in really handy because if you think about it, people don't want to carry stuff around at a festival, but they're always going to have their phone. So 3G network permitting, it's much easier to get out your phone and have a look at your set list rather than trying to unfold a map with a set times list, especially in the pouring rain. So I think Future have really sort of led the way with this. They've got their Summer Days application and the Future Music Festival one, and I think I remember seeing something for another one of their festivals as well. But Big Day Out have done that, their own application, and yeah. Groove in the Moo, and I think most of the festivals are doing that these days, so it's been fantastic.
Yeah, it's been
sort
good.
Keeping up with technology.
That's good stuff. Now, I want to speak about a music application called...
Soundtracking.
Soundtracking, that's it, yeah. Have you seen that one, Carrie? Have you?
I have. I've had a little look at it just before the show.
It's pretty cool.
So there's a lot of music applications out there at the moment. So soundtracking looks to be a little bit different than some of the ones out there.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us about that.
You can actually just share music of what you're listening to and stuff. You can look at the timeline when what other people are listening to and leave comments and stuff. And that's sort of a good thing. And it's a fun application to use.
So basically, soundtracking is an application where people are able to share what they're listening to via their iPod. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
By the iTunes. Yep.
Via the iPad on the phone.
Yep.
On the iPad on the phone, and you can also if you're listening to a song, say on the radio or something, and you can just click on Music ID, and that brings up the song.
Yeah, so that's a similar feature to applications such as Shazam.
That is it, yes. Shazam.
Yep.
Which I'm no longer using. That's a good application. I'm actually going to talk to Steve and get him on this show and talk about the application in more details.
That would be great.
And,
And that's a free application as well.
Indeed it is.
Wonderful.
Indeed it is.
We like free, yeah?
I love free stuff. What else is there, Carrie, to talk about?
Are there any other applications that you found in the last couple of weeks that you'd like to share?
There's one called Ditto, which is...
What's that about?
That's like a chat sort of thing. You can chat to people and tell them what you're doing and stuff and that sort of thing, and it's pretty cool.
So you were telling me last week that that Ditto is overtaking Foursquare for yourself. You're using Ditto rather than some of the other social media applications.
I never use Foursquare. I'm not a fan of Foursquare.
So how is – tell us more about Ditto. What is Ditto encapsulate?
Well, you can actually just when you're logged into it, you can just actually just type what you're doing and stuff, and people can leave comments, and you can leave it under home or you can share places where you're at and stuff. And
so there's different categories.
Yeah, different categories, yeah. Yeah. And, it's pretty good application. And I'm also in talk to that guy too, to get him on the show too.
So what are the benefits of using Ditto over other social media applications?
This one's actually, you can actually use this one in Foursquare as well. Actually embeds in Foursquare as well, so you don't have to stop using Foursquare altogether.
Okay, well, but what are the advantages of using Ditto?
It's fun and it's a great application.
Okay, cool.
I don't really know what more I can say about it, but it's a good application. It's a great design and it's really easy to use and... it's really good.
Do you think it's going to take off?
Yes. It already has.
Okay.
It already has. On the application store, anyway.
Since we're talking about music this week, there's a lot of social media buzz about the conference that's going on in Texas at the moment called South by Southwest. Have you heard anything about that, Brad?
Yeah, I have, Matt. Yeah, I have. It was pretty good. Had some pretty good bands there.
So based on my Twitter timeline, I see that one of the people that I follow was trying to choose between seeing a whole bunch of different little bands or waiting in the queue for 5 hours for Kanye West. What would your decision be for that one? Would you rather see a whole bunch of bands you've never heard of or queue up for Kanye West?
Probably. I'm not a fan of Kanye West. I'll probably just line up for bands.
Me too.
I wouldn't really care about that person because I'm not a fan of the music.
Fair enough. And Mashable has actually posted online that they've been remarked as the fastest growing brand, number one buzzed about brand at South by Southwest. So Mashable being the social media and technology website, it's quite interesting for a conference such as South by Southwest, which tends to have a lot of sort of more music involvement. I know that my boss has travelled to South by Southwest to set up new business deals and so on. So it's very interesting having social media and technology and music all connected at the same conference.
Good stuff. The boss should have flied you over to it.
Maybe next time.
Yeah.
If I'm lucky.
Yeah.
No, I'd love to go to South by Southwest.
I reckon it'd be fun to go. I reckon it'd be cool.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah. We're actually having... Well, not on this show. We're actually having someone who actually went to that coming on Tech Webcast in a few weeks.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we'll have to make sure that everyone listens out for that one.
Yeah, and I might even actually get her on here too, if you want to come on.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to hear about South by Southwest.
Yeah, for sure. And new iPhone OS, I won't go much in detail. Have you noticed any changes in it, Kerry?
I haven't noticed many changes in terms of the functionality. I know that a long time ago, there was a bit of ruckus caused when they upgraded the operating system, I think, to 4.0 with people that were still using the 3G and 3GS. Mm-hmm. People sometimes found it a bit slower than the previous operating system and so on. I haven't had any issues as far as that goes with the new update. The biggest change that I have noticed is obviously being able to use your iPhone as a personal hotspot, which is very handy if you're somewhere and you need to get onto the internet quick and don't have a Wi-Fi connection. You can use the 3G network to access the internet, which is great. Sure. I think that's really handy, and they should have done that a long time ago. BlackBerry have had that as a functionality for quite some time.
Sure.
Other than that, I haven't noticed a major change.
Yeah, for sure. So how much data do you get a month on your Vodafone plan?
I think I get 2 gigabytes.
Okay.
I'm not really sure. I use the Wi-Fi at work, and I've never gone over my cap, even if I haven't been using the Wi-Fi. So I think the the data allowance on Vodafone plan is quite generous.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think Telstra's the same. Telstra's good. But I'm actually going to be using that for my iPad when I get it this week.
Oh, great.
So I can't wait to get the iPad too. Also, I just want to mention, you actually might have forgot, you probably forgot about this. Dylan Lewis is going to be on the podcast on Tuesday.
Nope, definitely didn't forget that one. Very excited.
Did you write it down?
No, I just remembered it.
Oh, okay. He's going to be on. He's going to come on and have a bit of a chat, and it's going to be a good show on Tuesday.
Yeah, so for people that haven't recognised the voice, Dylan Lewis is a radio host, and he also used to host a TV show on the ABC called Recovery, and he very generously lent his talents to our new intro. So that's Dylan on there.
Yeah.
So he'll be on Tuesday. We're going to do a special episode.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. And he takes his time out to talk to me and stuff, and writes back to me all the time, and he's a cool guy.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
He's a legend. So that's going to come up on Tuesday. That's going to be episode 19. And then on Sunday, I'm not sure what's going to happen on Sunday, but we'll probably have someone on. Anything else you want to add before we go, Kerry? Twitter, Facebook, or whatever?
Nothing too interesting going on at the moment. Everything seems to be centered around South by Southwest. There's, like, so much buzz going on about it. There's always new talk of Facebook privacy settings and page changes and so on. And I think there's something else coming up soon in which they can use your photos for ads. Of course, always remember to double check your privacy settings and make sure that anything you don't want shared with the world is unticked. So it's always very important to check your privacy settings for Facebook because, as you know, in the terms and conditions, it does state that your photos are available for use by Facebook when required. So just double check that, guys.
Okay. And I just want to mention Kevin Rose left Digg.
He did. Yes. Have we heard anything about what his next venture is?
No, we haven't. I'm still waiting on that to hear about that. So
keep your ears peeled for that.
Yeah, we'll.
If anyone ever has any questions or topics that they'd like talked about on TechLuster, please feel free to contact us via the blog or via Twitter, which is at TechLuster.
Yeah, that's cool. Leave us some comments.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to have a little bit of interaction going on. So if you guys want to make it a little bit interactive, we would love that. That's for sure.
Yeah, and Carrie got some new internet here just before we go.
Yep, not quite done yet, so I won't talk about it just yet. My parents are not to find out about it, so I'm not making that public just yet.
Ah, right, okay. Okay, anyway, now where can we find you on Twitter, Kerry?
I'm actually going to maybe change the Twitter handle that I'm putting out into the world. So I actually have a couple of different profiles.
Oh, shit.
The Twitter profile, which is attached to my blog, which is, of course, healthypartygirl.com,
right,
is healthypartygirl
right
on Twitter. So healthypartygrl.
Right.
So if you guys want to follow me on that one, then you'll hear about food and wine and health and fitness and social media and so on.
Yeah, and just keep everyone personal. And you can follow me on Tech Webcast and Tech Luster and Brad Oz, which I don't really care. Anyone, you can follow me on that one as well and leave comments and messages.
So hopefully by the time we get to chat to Dylan on Tuesday, I will have recovered from the illness which has plagued me all from getting soaked in the rain at Future Music Festival.
Oh, wow. That sucks. That's really bad.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I hate being sick.
Never mind. It was worth it. It was fun. I didn't drink all day, so I can't claim to have not looked after myself.
Yeah, true. Now, also, I just want to mention, what happened with the police? Now, I was reading somewhere on the news or seeing something on the news that...
Every time there's a music festival, they're obviously very concerned about the use of illicit substances, especially in public and on private property and so on. So what they do is, obviously, it's illegal to use drugs. It's illegal to be in possession of drugs. And it's also illegal to take alcohol into these festivals. It's part of the terms and conditions that you don't do this. So they have police double checking the entrances. Usually they use sniffer dogs to find illicit substances, usually amphetamines and ecstasy and, you know, all that sort of thing. So every time there's a festival, there's reports of people being arrested for drug use and getting diversion charges and all this sort of thing. So I didn't hear that much in the news for Future Music Festival. Obviously, there's always going to be some idiots that ruin it for everyone else.
Yeah, I heard something about it, but some guy brought in a lot of drugs and stuff and got arrested and stuff, but I can't remember what happened.
It happens every festival. Bringing drugs in. But in terms of and related to other festivals, I heard a lot less about drugs relating to Future Music Festival than I have for any other festival in quite some time.
Right, okay. All right, okay, anything else you want to add before we go? I've got nothing more to add, and anything else you want to add before we go, Kerry?
No, I think that's it. I think we'll be looking forward to speaking to Dylan on Tuesday, so
I can't wait for that.
Maybe, yeah.
And he'll be actually hosting the podcast, not us.
That's right, so he's going to be chatting to us rather than the other way around.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's got things planned, I think. I just told him to do whatever he wants.
Yeah, so if everyone's going to be listening in for that very special edition of TechLuster, and don't forget to send us some feedback and some questions and anything you like, and we'll have a chat next weekend.
Yep, for sure. All right, thanks, Kerry.
Thanks, Brad. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep.
You have been listening to TechLuster. Don't forget, follow TechLuster on Twitter at TechLuster. That's TechLuster. And keep coming back for more at iTunes. Embrace the future of the human race. Catch us next time. Respect.